Episode number 59. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. I'm all, minus 2% of my body.
Huh?
I've got a wrist injury. The rest of me is good, but the wrist
minus,
is...
minus 2% of my body. I'm like, I thought you were giving me a rating of, like, you know, sometimes you and I say, how are you feeling? Like, what are your energy levels out of 10? And we're like, oh, I'm a bit of a 6 today, and I'm a bit tired, or didn't sleep much last night or whatever. And I thought you were starting off with, I'm a minus 2.
No, just the wrist. Other than that, I'm in a very good place. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right, thank you. What's been going on with me? No, I've just tidied up after holidays last week. Me, the wife, and Bella went away for a week to the New Forest, which was really nice. But usually with holidays, you become a bit more lax. Like, I drank a bit more wine in the evenings and ate, you know, we ate out quite a lot of food, a lot of rich food, more sugary stuff than usual. And so I think I felt my energy at the end of the week coming back into this week was affected. Not crazy amounts, but it was enough to make me be like, oh. So yeah, it's amazing. Couple of days, couple of good sleeps under the belt, and I'm feeling 2 points up, I'd say.
Nice. Sounds good to me. And we've just come off the back of coaching our yes. clients inside Velocity about something called the community membership, which is like, for those of you that listen to us, of all three of you, we talk about building a tiered model. And this is a vision that we've got for all of the coaches in our program. We've got just over 200 across our program at the moment, for them to build so that they can not only grow a business that works for them, but they can actually take that business to scale should they want to, and still remain true to their skill set of being an incredible face-to-face coach. So that was fun today, right?
It was very fun. I enjoyed it a lot. A lot of the big ideas on which this is based, I think, resonate with people a lot, because I think one of the big principles that really I love about it, and you know, we've really seen this play out in our journey so far, and we're only really in the grander context getting started. But it's like this idea that, as you know, from the moment you get interested in health and fitness, it's way before you actually qualify as a trainer, you start getting experience with training and on your own journey, like, you know, whatever, you know, journey you've been on, like, that's experience that you can use and you do use in helping others, right? And then you get qualified, and then you rack up some workshops and qualifications and get some pieces of paper that say you can do some shit, and it builds. And what we refer to as this is technical knowledge, like how good I am, all the stuff that's in my head that relates to getting people results, experience and results and all that stuff. But what we help with people with is the business side of knowledge. So it's then how do I turn that information, the experience and the results that I get and the kind of stuff that I've seen firsthand, how do I turn that into a business, quote unquote business, that earns me money, and facilitates a life? And that's like one of the key missing parts. But as the journey unfolds, and this is the big idea, once we get the technical versus business thing, as your journey unfolds, you want to get better at monetizing your knowledge, at monetizing your skill set and your experience. And I think that's where, you know, we had to learn, and we now kind of pass some of that information of what we've learned back to trainers. But we've learned that as you develop that skill of monetization, you can earn more money as you rack up more knowledge and skills. And so that's like, community membership is one way of doing that quite smartly.
Yeah, and the sort of core message that we want to put out there is that you've developed that skill as a face-to-face coach. You don't have to go and start a completely new business. Like, if you're a really, really good butcher, you don't have to open a bakery. Like, you can stay true to what got you in that position, what you're renowned for, where your skill set is. And that's what we're really passionate about at Velocity, is saying, listen, you're really good at this. You've got yourself to this position for this reason. If you want to do something completely different, of course, that's absolutely fine. But just understand that you're starting at the very bottom of a very different ladder. Whereas what we help people do, as you said, is to continue to monetize that knowledge and that experience and that the know-how that they have and that they've built over time. So it always starts with developing a core product, whether your core product is one-to-one coaching, group coaching, whatever it is that you do. But by doing that, if you do it in the right way, if you run it as a business, not just as a service that you're providing, there are so many more opportunities to continue to monetize that more and more and more without it taking up more of your time as you develop as a coach and a business owner. And that's kind of our role. That's what the tiered model is all about. That's what we were talking about today. the different options that you have to service people in different ways.
Yeah, and the money thing's interesting because I think a lot about, you know, I think a lot, you know, I'm like, I overanalyze shit, but sometimes it's interesting. The word monetization, I think, is one of those quite wanky words. I think, you know, people talking about monetizing your audience and your following, you know, it's a word that gets used a lot in sales and campaigns and advertising. So I think what we did is we said, well, at least my approach to, you know, the way we did this workshop and the way we're coaching our clients is that all that means is that we need to, you know, structure the way you serve your clients in a way, like price it and organize it in a way that is a really fair exchange of the knowledge and experience and assets that you've built in your business for your clients, and to help more clients get results. Mm-hmm. And I think that it brings up the really quite spiky, prickly conversation sometimes about money and monetization, of like making more money. And we really work hard to normalize the conversations around money. Like, it's good to talk about money, and we want people to feel really comfortable wanting to have more of it and earn more of it and be okay with that and not hit barriers with regards to imposter syndrome and money anxiety and stuff like that. And I think if we reframed it and said, like, the amount of money you earn today is a byproduct of how well you've served people over the last, say, 12 months.
Yeah.
So when we kind of like relate income earned to the number of people that you've been helping in the past and the way or the significance in which you've helped them, it really helps us like say, cool, I want to earn more money, which also means I actually want to help more people in a bigger way. And a tiered model allows us to do that as trainers, like, in who love the in-person experience.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, by definition, there aren't many businesses. There are some, granted, but there aren't many businesses, and certainly in the fitness industry, that are making great money, that aren't making a lot of people very, very happy at the same time.
Yeah, totally.
And so we say that money is the round of applause that you get for the great job that you're doing. And as you said, there's usually a lag effect to that. The work that you do now will not bring you money today. Yeah. But if you focus on the process and you deliver things to the best of your ability and you build them right, with monetization in the forefront of your mind around the product that you're building, yeah, you're in a great position 2, 3, 4, 6 months, 12 months later to really capitalize on that. And so you should, because you've created something that is improving someone else's life in some way, shape or form.
Yeah.
And I think the length of your business, you know, if you've just focused on monetizing something, you might get some results and then your business starts to really struggle because people don't stick around because it's not that great. But if you focus on it with that in mind, which is this needs to work for people, it needs to get results, it needs to have them telling their friends and their family and others about what's going on, and I want to have success stories within this thing that I'm building, the chances of you being able to monetize it long term go up significantly. And that's really what building a business is all about.
Yeah. Yeah, so true. So really excited about that. When we zoom out from it, like, we've been building trainings over the last 3 or 4 months to help people kind of get a grasp on their model. And I think the big conversation that we had today, and one of the most poignant bits, was at the end when we were chatting together with a few of our clients about sequence and how do we figure out at what time trainers should do this. Because of the hundreds of thousands of listeners that we get, I'm sure they're all wondering, like, is this for me now? Is this something that I should be doing? Like, it all sounds very sexy when we talk about monetizing your knowledge and all this stuff, but, you know, at the end of the day, we want to be real, and we're totally, what that means is we want every trainer that we are somewhat responsible for to make the right decision for them and their business with their goals in mind at the right time and execute on it in the right way. And there is no one way to say you're ready or like this is the one for you. It's like understanding the multitude of factors which influence where you're at right now and your unique situation, and deciding, like, is it the right time to do something like this, or do we need to stick with the thing that you've been avoiding or the thing that you've been trying to crack the nut of for the last 3 months and actually crack that, and then we can move on to it. So that sequence bit was really, it's really big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I kind of told my story of when I was a personal trainer. So this would be really great. Like, if this isn't sort of making complete clear sense to you right now, the general aim for what we do with people and what we would advise to you if you're listening is to build your core product first, whatever that is. So let's say it's one-to-one personal training. Build your core product, take it to a place where it is answering all of the questions that your clients have. You're delivering amazing sessions, but you also have this wonderful, what we call periphery, all of this additional support that you provide through resources, check-ins, education, community. You know, everybody's working together. You're running events. And this is a really well-run system where people are sticking around, getting great results and loving what you do. Once you're in that position, once you have that and it's pretty much fully booked and you have other people that are continually interested in that and you just can't facilitate more people, that's when we start to build out what we call the tiered model. And we spoke about one of those areas of that tiered model today. You really should focus totally on that one core product first. The mistake that I made as a young, ambitious person was the more shit I can build, the more successful I'm going to be. And so I drifted my attention away from my core before it was finished. And I ended up running four different businesses, marketing them all completely individually, and actually finding out before too long that my core product that got me to that place in the first place started to move away. It started to drift. It started to drop. And I ended up in a worse position. So the solution was I had to come back to my core, focus on that, and then realize that that's not how you do business. And so the tiered model is not about having lots and lots of different businesses, right?
No, absolutely. And we also shared my little part of that story, and this happened to me and it's happened to many trainers, is that you end up, the tail ends up wagging the dog. And what I mean by that is that you get attracted by shiny objects, and you've just, you know, you told us your story, it's the same for me as well, where a client comes to you and says, hey, like you're doing one-to-one, or you know, let's say you're doing a one-to-one training, and someone comes to you and says, will you train my wife and I together? And you're like, yeah, why not? That sounds great. So you do 2-to-1s, and now that brings with it new prices, a new package, a new onboarding, a new contract, and a new way of programming, because I now have to think about two people at once. That's kind of new questions that arrive in your brain, like, okay, I've got to solve that stuff now. And then you have a group of friends that come to you and say, hey, would you train me and my friends like in a group of 5? And you're like, yeah, that hourly rate would be amazing. Like, you're thinking this is like cha-ching. And so then you think, oh, new pricing, new contract, new booking system, because I've got to book multiple people in at once now, and new contract because it's different. And how do I deal with the payments and stuff? Like, how does that all work? Onboarding, all, it's all different. And so then you're like, and then someone says to you, hey, will you do a class like a Pilates or a HIIT class or a running club or whatever? Like, I think, yeah, that'd be a great idea. Loads of people in the local village would love that. And so you think, yeah, that's a great idea. That could be really good for the business and blah, 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 blah. And you justify it the whole way through. And before you know it, you've got this convoluted mess of like, I do sort of 6 things. Like, I do a bit of this and I'm selling some supplements because some dude messaged me on Instagram, told me I could make 10K in 5 minutes if I just became part of this MLM system. And I'm doing like 5 or 6 things, and I'm thinking, ah, I'm now feeling so overwhelmed because I don't know what to focus on. I don't know where I can't tell my ass from my elbow. And that's the tail wagging the dog, because you've just responded to these shiny objects that have come in your way. Mm. And what we're trying to do is provide the blinkers for trainers to be like, no, like, here's the roadmap for you to follow. Literally, we give you one. And we say, let's do this first. Let's get really good at that and take this to this level, which we can measure here. And once we've got that and we're passed through that gate, let's move on to this next thing. And it's sequence all the way is the way forward. We definitely haven't got this right from the start. Like, we had to learn the hard way and waste a lot of time trying to figure out what sequence is. But I think now we've got a pretty good idea and we continue to get better, and it saves a lot of wasted energy.
Yeah. The other thing that came to me there was, when you're building all of these different things and they all kind of sit in separate pots in your mind, you end up marketing those things individually. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier that you feel overwhelmed and confused. If you're feeling overwhelmed and confused and it's your business, imagine what your potential customers are thinking. Like,
yeah, you have to multiply that by loads.
They don't know what it is that you do. They don't really understand what it is that you offer. And even if they like you and they want to do something with you, they're confused about, well, which one of those things is right for me? Yeah. And so the idea behind the tiered system that we've built is that you actually only ever market to the problem that you solve. You're not marketing one-to-one coaching, community membership, small group coaching, hybrid, whatever it is that you build over time. you're marketing yourself as the solution to a problem, and you're talking about that specific problem again and again and again and again in your marketing.
Yeah.
And when people connect to that and you engage with them and you speak to them, you can then decide and give them one or two options possibly of what it is that you have that would be best suited to them. But yeah, on the outside, when you first make those connections, they just know you as the person that helps mums postpartum get their body back, get back on track and find their energy again. That's mm-hmm. the thing that you do. The way that you deliver that help, well, that comes later on. And it just keeps things really simple, really clear, and allows you to put all of your energy into that message.
Yeah, the one little thing that came to mind here, I think this is a really, really powerful thing that's helped me, I think it's helped us a lot, is the sequence thing again. Like when you look at other examples, the bias is that we look at someone like, I'm going to use Apple because most people get them. You look at Apple and you're like, look at all the different things that the products that they sell. They have iPhones and iPads and computers, and they have accessories and they have all this stuff. And you see it in the moment and you're like, cool, well, I should have lots of stuff, which gives options for people. But in actual fact, most people, when you look at the sequence of how people grew the business and you take Apple, they started with an iPod. And that was the main thing. They just did music. And then they launched the iPhone, and that began its journey. And once they'd established that, then they launched the iPad. And I don't know the specific dates and timings of this stuff, but if you look back, you'll see that they didn't start with it all. They had to nail the technology in one specific domain, and then they gradually added more. And it's exactly what we want to do with trainers, is like, let's get the core thing fucking great. Let's make that really good and really well known and solid and structural. That then acts as a platform, so to speak, from which we can grow further. Whereas a lot of trainers don't, they get started and then they try and add. It's convoluted, it's messy, it's weak, and then we can't grow from it. And because from a personal perspective, you're overwhelmed and confused. But from a product and service perspective, it's also not reliable. It's not proven yet. So that's why I think it's a useful that you can see it everywhere. When you look out at what you see today, and then you work backwards in time to when that company began and what they started with, oftentimes it's only one simple thing that they really nailed and then they added later.
Yeah, and Apple's a great example, because the technology that they used to create the iPod, the marketing that they used to create the iPod, all of that community that they built, they can just take that and put it into something else and make it so much faster, rather than having to build brand new stuff like all at the same time. And that's what you will do with your business. You've got your core product. If you've got a core product that really works, then you can take 80% of that and plug it into something else and create a whole new thing in a very, very small time frame with minimal effort, but it has a completely new wrapper attached to it. Yep. So that's a really good model.
So good time for us to wrap up. Good for a little catch up after that. I really enjoyed that workshop, but you and I, we've got lots of stuff to do. We're busy right now, aren't we?
We are. Yeah, we're knee deep.
Knee deep. We've got lots of stuff to do. So we'll leave you for today. Hope you've enjoyed that. Do feel free to reach out and say hello. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. Take a steady, team.
Bye.